On Monday afternoon, 10 people lost their lives in Red Lake, Minnesota. Here is a little bit about each of them.
Daryl Lusher, the shooter's grandfather, was known as Dash. He was a member of a large, respected family on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. He'd been in law enforcement since the 1970s, and his friends say that at age 58, he was beginning to think about retirement.
Michelle Sagana was Mr. Lusher's longtime partner. They never married, but they had a 13-year-old son together. She grew up on the reservation and had a new job with the Red Lake Band's Seven Clans Casino.
Security guard Derek Brunn was the first person killed at Red Lake High School. He'd spent 6 years as a tribal police officer but began working at the high school in the fall. He lost his young daughter 2 years ago to a rare brain disease.
Neva Rogers taught English at Red Lake High. She was not Indian, but she demonstrated affection and dedication to her native students. She had spent time teaching at other schools in the area, but returned to teach at Red Lake High.
Dwayne Lewis, like so many other 15-year-old boys, loved to pass the time playing basketball. He was also a grass dancer at powwows, and he made his own outfits for dancing.
Thurlene Stilday was 15. She came from a big family. She was the youngest of six siblings. Her friend Alicia White, who also died on Monday, was one of seven siblings. They all lived with their grandmother.
Chanel Rosebear was a 15-year-old freshman at Red Lake High School. She was proud to be studying the tribe's language.
Chase Lusher was also 15, but he had the responsibility of an infant son. Some accounts say that during the shooting, he protected another student who survived the massacre.
And Jeffrey Weiss, who killed 9 people before taking his own life, was a young man with many troubles. His father committed suicide in 1997. 2 years later, his mother suffered brain damage in a car accident. Red Lake High School was his major target, even though he was no longer going to school there.
7 other students were wounded, 2 critically, on Monday afternoon at Red Lake High School.